Today we continue to see the prophecies about our Lord to be fulfilled, not in our eyes, but already 2,000 years ago. And of course, the church presents them to us, so they are before our eyes every year, once or twice a year, as the different and various prophecies and readings are repeated. And of course, the book of the prophet Zephaniah that we just read, part of it, speaks of something that a lot of people speak about, the remnant of Israel. And of course, our Lord himself said, "And I, if I come back, when I come back, will there be any faith left in the world?" And you look at the things of the world today, and right and left, you see that there is either no faith or very, very little faith, even among those who are supposed to have faith. And so, Zephaniah speaks of seeking the Lord. If we don't see it right away, we need to continue to seek him. And that's why the process of conversion for each individual is so very important. Even for those that are baptized, for those who say they believe, but they don't really believe because they don't know what on earth they're talking about. Because most people do not study the faith, do not study the catechism. And that's what it is to seek the Lord. Seek justice, seek humility. Maybe you will be sheltered one day from the Lord's anger. For he will come in justice to avenge those who have not followed him, those who have not obeyed him. And thus we see here this saying of the remnant of Israel, who are the ones who will take refuge in him, in his heart. They are the ones, the saints, who shall do no wrong, who shall speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks, and none to disturb them. And of course, that is a prophecy also of heaven. On this earth, there is always somebody to disturb you. And then, of course, the gospel, the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit, and so forth. And after the Ten Commandments and the precepts of the church, when we make our confessions, we need to look at the commandments, we need to look at the precepts of the church, and then we need to look at the Beatitudes. Are you among the poor in spirit? Are you among those who mourn? Now, there are some people who say nothing ever bad happens to them. Well, they're either in la-la land or they don't know what they're talking about, period. There is no one on earth who does not have to suffer. And if you follow Christ, you have to suffer. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. And of course, meek is synonymous with humility, meekness, humility. Not somebody who throws themselves about. Blessed are those who thirst and hunger for righteousness. Righteousness is justice. And of course, most of us, if not all of us, always hunger and thirst for righteousness. When we see something wrong, we want to make it right. We want to, in a sense, though that is totally God's domain, we want to avenge evil and make it good. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. One of the things that we most love about our Lord Jesus Christ and his Blessed Mother and the saints is their mercy. And so, blessed are those who follow them, who imitate their mercy. Now, there are some people who never show mercy. And of course, that is wrong. And they will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the clean of heart. One of the things that we Catholics are known for, and people make fun of us for it, that's their problem, they shall be receiving their just merits, is purity. Purity. Someone who is not pure, that is clean of heart. Someone who is nasty and dirty and looks after people with lust in their heart and in their eye, they are not clean of heart and they will not see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. They will be children of God. And of course, we know them, all of us know some people, that are continuously looking for trouble, starting trouble, gossiping and saying things about others and getting in everybody's face about their business when it is not theirs at all. Those are not the peacemakers. And they will not be called children of God. The children of God are the ones who seek to establish, to live in peace. And then, of course, whenever we celebrate the feasts, every single day, 90% out of the times we have the feast of a martyr, whether it's a pope or a bishop, a priest, a nun, whatever. And many times, lay people, including very young people, such as we had this week, in the past week, St. Agnes of Rome and St. Agatha, who is coming up next week. St. Vincent of Zaragoza, all of them were martyrs. They were killed because of their faith in Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God is indeed theirs. The shortest, quickest way to become a saint and to go to heaven is to be a martyr. Now, not a self-made martyr. Now, there are some people that are always trying to make martyrs of themselves. Oh, woe is me. Oh, my goodness. What have they done to me? That is not a martyr. That's a person who is full of themselves. The kingdom of God is not theirs. But the martyrs, those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for the sake of Christ. And he continues with the same line. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and say every kind of evil thing against you because of me, because of Christ. Don't be afraid. Don't mourn. He says, rejoice and be glad. For your reward will be great in heaven. These are words by which we are obliged to live if we follow Jesus Christ. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.